This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Communist China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books and music, expensive fashion apparel, and prescription drugs with ingredients that kill. China's latest venture into fakery is fake alcohol. The counterfeiters collect empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refill them with a cheap substitute from who knows where, and then resell this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. China's fake alcohol is generally made from one of three bases: ethylene glycol, which is antifreeze, which attacks the kidneys and heart and is potentially fatal; methanol, which attacks the retinal nerve and can result in blindness; and isopropyl, that's the name for rubbing alcohol. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. The final Harry Potter movie was available in Chinese bookstores before it was released by the publisher. Beijing shops sell fake Gucci. One reporter saw a gift shop selling a suitcase full of fake U.S. $100 bills. Now let me give you an update on how Communist China is replacing the United States as the world's car maker. The company we all used to know as General Motors, which after it was bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers, is now informally called Government Motors, recently announced it will build a billion-dollar factory to manufacture Cadillacs in Communist China. Of course, the U.S. corporation had to get permission from Chinese communist authorities to build its factory and had to make it a joint venture with the Chinese company. Even the Wall Street Journal criticized GM for investing so many billions of dollars in China after getting bailed out by the U.S. taxpayers in 2009.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. And dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Well, hello there, RBN listeners. This is Larkin, Texas, filling in for Clint Richardson, and welcome to Corporation Nation. Now, Clint will be back on Friday, and with him will be his guest, Jan Irvin, to discuss the origins of Santa Claus, Christmas trees, reindeer, Easter Bunny, and magic mushrooms. Also, Freeman Burt will be filling in for Clint on Thursday, just prior to. Now, Clint reminds us to go to his website, thecorporationnation.com, and check out the new movie and lecture, the PowerPoint presentation that he has there, thecorporationnation.com. Also, check out the research links at his blog, Reality Blogger, Reality Blogger, BLO1GER.wordpress.com. The title of that piece is Common Core, Agenda 21, and Global Governance. Folks, on December 23rd, that's today, 100 years ago, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Owen-Glass Act, creating the Federal Reserve System, an independent agency of the U.S. government. Before the Federal Reserve began its operations in November 1914, America's banks functioned in widely divergent ways. These varied banking practices resulted in four major financial crises in less than 40 years. Under the terms of the first major banking reform to follow the Civil War, the Federal Reserve System, or what we term today the Fed, was designed to keep the economy healthy through the formulation of U.S. monetary policy. As the nation's money manager and central banking authority, the Fed has regulatory and supervisory responsibilities and was to ensure that sufficient amounts of currency and coin circulate to meet the public's demand. It also was to establish interest rates and monitor the availability of money and credit. Two very different words. money, and credit. Well, I wanted to discuss the case of a plaintiff named Lawful Money versus a defendant named Legal Plunder. And so who might better to discuss this case than with its author? So I'm heading down to the pub, and I'm entering the pub to meet with our old friend Bruce McCarthy of RBN's Datum Line. I think I see Bruce over there in the corner. Yo, Bruce.
Yes, here I am. I'm over here in the corner. That's right. How you doing, Lark?
Oh, my goodness. How you be?
I'm not doing too bad. Hey, this is a great day, isn't it? Huh? We can celebrate a 100th year anniversary.
I can't wait. That's why I needed. I wanted to come down here and meet with you, because I knew damn well I'd get the straight story.
Well, you'll get a story. I hope it's a straight one.
Well, this place is relatively quiet. That's a relief.
I picked the back corner over here. I thought it'd be nice and peaceful.
You know, Bruce, I brought along your book with me. And if you'll indulge me just a second. The dedication. I see that you dedicate this book to... Well, it says that... It is said that there are three different kinds of people in the world. Number one, those people who make things happen. Number two, those who watch with varying degrees of understanding. And number three, those who have no idea what's really going on. Now, these are your words, Bruce. This book is about the Godmen of Group One, those people who make things happen, whose activities are concealed by the hirelings of media and academia from an unsuspecting Group Three. Those are those who have no idea what's really going on. It is to the tireless watchmen of Group Two, those who watch with varying degrees of understanding, that this book, your book, is dedicated. That is so wonderful. Yeah, 100 years. I thought at least a few words should be said to at least observe the occasion. But your book is entitled Lawful Money, the Plaintiff versus Legal Plunder, the Defendant. And it's subtitled An Indictment of Criminal Fraud and Theft Perpetrated Against the Non-Bank Public by the International Banking Cartel. Now, Bruce, I got to tell you, I've read this book twice now. It's only about 100 pages. But as I'm also a great fan of your RBN radio program on Sunday mornings, from 7 to 8 a.m. Central, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
I haven't missed a one yet. It's been more than 2 years that you've been with RBN. I don't know anybody that puts the case and makes the case more concisely and with as much authority as you do, Bruce. I mean, I must say, between scripture, study of law, someone who knows the difference between real money and counterfeit money, I've learned so much from you these last few years. I wonder, before the break, how you feel about the state.
The state?
The state of the world that we live in today, 100 years. 100 years today that this system of legal plunder was put into effect.
Well, if anything, the state that we are now in has given me a profound respect for some of our forefathers who saw well beyond the years. And it was as though they were living today. When you consider some of the words of Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and others, it was as though they were right here. I mean, they said it so long ago. I mean, back in 1800, you know, some of these people were saying, you know, we've oftentimes heard quoted John Adams, our second president, when he said that all the perplexities confuse. Oops, I hear music.
I'm glad that you hear that. I do, too.
Yeah.
Well, folks, stay tuned. It's just Bruce and I. If you'd like to saunter on over, feel free. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
He's a rebel and a runner. He's a signal turning green. He's a restless young romantic, wants to run a big machine. He's got a problem with his poisons, but you know we'll find a cure. He's cleaning up the systems to keep his nature pure.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Come over and join Bruce and I. In case you're unaware, there is a chat room that you can visit, corporationnation.chatango.com.
join the conversation. So, Bruce, again, I think before the break, I was asking you your feelings about today, especially today's date in history. And I can tell you, I've learned so much about law from you and lawful authority. And from that, I was able to extrapolate my own thoughts about what is and what is not an honorable contract, which I think many of us have forgotten. What would you like to say to that, Bruce?
Well, it's certainly the contracts that we've entered into that has drawn us away from the lawful standards of right and wrong. Amos, the prophet, asked in chapter 3 and verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed? And the unfortunate thing about our state of affairs today is that whether people realize it or not, they've agreed to the state of affairs that we're suffering, having entered into contracts. And of course, our particular interest today, yours and mine, because of the 100th birthday for the Federal Reserve Central Bank, is the contracts that America basically entered into individually and by states and by the federal government itself with a banking system that violates every economic commandment of Scripture and does so with impunity and violates the precepts of the Constitution that our forefathers had set forth back in 1787, and it's, you know, it's easy to point our finger at the Fed and say all of the nasty things that they've done to us, but one finger is pointing at them, and there are three fingers that are pointing back at us, and we need to be more sensitive to the fact that it's our participation in this system, and there are ways that we do that that has exacerbated the problem. And while many wait for Congress to solve the problem, Congress isn't going to do it. They've had 100 years. And since the Federal Reserve Act was passed, I don't think anybody in Congress, other than a few senators here and there, a few congressmen representatives, have spoken an ill word about the Federal Reserve system. And certainly no political party platform, so far as I know, has ever proposed that we abolish the Federal Reserve. And the only people who speak of abolishing it, like the, well, let's say the populace, they don't really want to abolish it either. They want to nationalize it. And there's a big difference between abolishing something and nationalizing it. So there's a great deal of confusion on this subject, and I'm glad that we get a chance to discuss it.
This idea of nationalizing the Fed is very troublesome to me. I know it does. It troubles you as well. This can't possibly be a solution. We walked we allowed ourselves to enter into a dishonorable contract. And in effect, what we have done is we've entered into contract bondage, which means that we voluntarily accepted our own slavery. And my goodness, this idea of nationalizing this system most of us were born into, it does not feel like a solution at all.
No, it's the illustration that I often resort to, because I think it highlights the absurdity of the whole concept of nationalization, is with the aborticide clinics. And I use that word advisedly, and there are some dictionaries that actually have introduced the word aborticide. Abortion is actually the natural expulsion of the fetus before birth. It is the intentional going into the womb and killing of the baby. That's aborticide. But if we were to take the aborticide clinics that are currently being operated under the aegis of the American Medical Association, gee whiz, and they took a Hippocratic oath to protect life, and here we are killing babies, you know? Well, if we nationalize those clinics and let the federal government licensed, well, they are already licensed, in effect, by government, but if we let congressional licensed doctors kill babies, would that solve the problem? And I would submit that it doesn't. You know, the crime is the killing of babies. And what frustrates me so much, Lark, as you probably know from our broadcast, is that there are people out there who want to abolish the Federal Reserve and then turn around and say we want Congress to do to us what the Federal Reserve is doing. And I find that unfathomable.
Well, we basically supplant one group of schemers and con artists, rascals and deceivers, with really just another.
Yeah, it's that false paradigm. I don't know. Did you ever have the same thing drawn on your blackboard that I did when I was in school, that horizontal line that I speak of with communism on the left, fascism on the right, and socialism in the middle? Did you ever see that?
Yeah, I remember that. Why don't you reiterate that story for our listeners, though, Bruce?
Well, I was one of those preppies, you know. I went to a private school. I wasn't getting my socialist indoctrination on a good enough level. You know, my parents didn't know any different. You know, they thought that if they sent me to a private school that I might come out a little brighter. Well, I think it was in my freshman year. I remember the teacher. His name was Art Hansen, a tall, pleasant-looking man. He was a graduate from Columbia University, and of course you know that that's a seedbed of socialist propaganda.
Yeah, that's a red flag right there.
Yeah, and he was a World War II veteran. He was a pilot, flew B-25 Mitchell medium bombers during the war. Anyway, he drew a horizontal line on the blackboard from, I think it was my freshman class. I mean, here we are, 13, 14-year-old children. And he puts communism way on the left-hand end of this political spectrum, fascism all the way to the right-hand extreme end, and he writes the word socialism in the middle, and he's now going to convince us that this represents the full political spectrum. Now, which one of those brands of socialism would you like to choose? After all, Karl Marx, Moses Mordecai, Marx Levy, was a socialist. You can read about him in any encyclopedia. Nazism is national socialism. I have nothing against nationalism, and I'm certainly not against Germans, but I don't have any love for socialism. I don't like tyrannies. I don't like Godman. And then you have socialism in the middle.
Yeah, which flavor of socialism would you like today?
You can't miss the right answer, can you?
It's just incredible. I remember that, and to this day, many people that I run across, they think precisely the same way. Oh, if you're a leftist, you must be a progressive, democratic socialist, kind of a communist, a soft socialist.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the right, you must be some kind of greed monger or, you know, a fascist, a Nazi, or what have you. But my goodness, they're both socialist.
Yeah.
As you know, Bruce, I have a simple tripartite equation. Socialism equals gangsterism. Equals slavery. It's just that simple. You have one, you have the other. And it doesn't matter if it's a left socialism or a right socialism. It still brings us into slavery. And it wouldn't happen without a whole lot of partners in crime, would it?
No. No. There are people who see a benefit in playing with the system.
I must tell you, Bruce, we have a couple callers already on the line. What are your thoughts? Should we invite them over and say hello or hold off just a bit?
Well, I guess we can say hello, but we're probably going to...
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN4all.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive to encourage listener support. For donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Scientists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems. In the form of energy. All of our sensory systems. And then it explodes into this enormous collage.
Well, welcome back to our program today. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy. I'm here as a guest with Lark, our friend from Texas. On the other side of the break, we were discussing the, what would we call it? I'll call it a false solution. That's simple enough. That's been proposed by a number of people. In fact, it's probably the most popular solution going to our economic woes, in that we nationalize the Federal Reserve and incorporate it into the federal government. As if it weren't bad enough right now, kind of hanging around the fringe of the federal government, we want to actually bring the virus into the government so that we would not be able to get rid of it any easier than we could get rid of the Supreme Court or the U.S. Senate. But the Bible says in Proverbs 3:31, envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. And I have harped on that somewhat on my broadcast on Datum Line. But the Bible speaks of it in a way in Deuteronomy chapter 28, at verse 43 and 44. And I know many of our listeners on Datum Line are acutely aware of this curse which God said would befall us if we were to violate the commandments. And one of those commandments is the commandment to maintain just weights and measures. And that's a commandment with promise, because if we do that, then we would be preserved in the land which the Lord our God giveth us, as he said in Deuteronomy 28, or rather I should say chapter 25, verse 14, 15. But in Deuteronomy 28, it says that the stranger that is within thee, or within our gates, you might say, shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Well, Americans are getting to feel kind of low. And there is a stranger that's within our gates, and I will laud some of our listeners who have identified that stranger. It goes on to say in verse 44 that he, the stranger, shall lend to thee, and thou shalt not lend to him. He shall be the head, and thou shalt be the tail. What I want to emphasize is that simply getting rid of the stranger and doing the evil that the stranger does, you know, it's emulating the oppressor and choosing his ways, will not get rid of the curses. It is the repentance of the evil, or the sin, if you prefer the little three-letter word that the Bible uses, that we must engage in. We must repent of the sin in order to get rid of the stranger. You can't get rid of the stranger without getting rid of the sin. And so I just wanted to bring that to your attention, just to let you know that those of you who have identified the stranger and the strange culture that he represents, that's one thing. But we need to avoid the evil of that stranger.
And I like the part about the just weights and measures. I mean, I hate to get ripped off.
Yeah.
I just hate it. I don't know anybody that doesn't hate getting ripped off. And if I even sense that I'm going to get ripped off, I'm really very reluctant to even want to engage in any kind of relationship with somebody that just might rip me off.
You know, I guess you do know that we used to have a trade network called the Pipeline.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, that operated for 10 years. And with that network, I was one of the people, at least, who was able to survive, at least, without having to handle Federal Reserve notes for 10 years. All we used within the network was gold and silver, or you could trade honey for wheat and such things as that, but no credit instruments we used whatsoever. It was a very small network. But I did notice something. You can learn a lot about people when you start doing business in real money. Because there were a few people out there who, when they found out that I accepted silver at a 10-to-1 exchange rate, when the prevailing rate for U.S. silver, small coins, might have only been 5-to-1, that wasn't enough of a benefit to them. They would send me these worn-out coins, dime weights in particular, or quarter-dollar weights of silver. You couldn't even read the front or the back of the coin. They were so worn. And they would send me the requisite number by tail or by count, but not by weight. Whereas when a person hands you a Federal Reserve note, it might be a worn-out Federal Reserve note, but it's as worthless as a brand-new one, you know. But by golly, some of these people out there would actually send me the most worn-out coins. I had never seen such coins when I was a youngster, when we actually did have silver in circulation up until 1965. And these people found these things, and, oh, my God, you talk about getting angered. But the Bible says, thou shalt not have in thy bag diverse weights, a great and a small. Thou shalt not have in thine house diverse measures, a great and a small. But thou shalt have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure shalt thou have, that thy days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. That's a promise. And unfortunately, we are reaping the backside of that promise, because our failure to abide by the law of just weights and measures by using something that can be weighed or measured, such as gold or silver, has caused us to be dispossessed from our land. And that's why nobody owns what they think is their land.
And frankly, it's brought us under a condition of slavery.
Absolutely.
Our property rights are no longer inviolate. Hell, we can't even own our own minds and body, particularly under this new Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, so-called. What an outrage that is. I haven't personally been to an allopathic physician since 1975. And I'll be damned if I'm going to be forced to go see one.
Yeah.
Unless I just happen to be scraped off the highway somewhere. But, you know, I've often said, and hold on, callers, we're going to get to you here. I've often said that the major problems that we face today is a loss of our property rights, but also a slide away from the golden rule. Now, I told you before, I was raised in an agnostic and atheist home. But even my mother, the avowed atheist, the feminist, she always said that the best arrangement for society was the golden rule. It should be what we aspire to. It should be the standard for justice, the foundation. And she was a person that actually knew scripture. She heard it as a child. And she would use it in the way that people use aphorisms and certain anecdotes and sprinkle her conversation liberally with these things. And that's why I can identify with your message so well. And even this thing called that you called the pipeline. And I thought that was a stroke of genius when you actually selected the pipeline as your bump music for your broadcast, by the way. But, you know, I've spoken to listeners in the past about words that, like counter-economics, for instance. You can look these things up. Counter-economics is shorthand for counter-establishment economics, because what I've seen occur in my own lifetime is that everything connected to government is criminal. I mean, it just seems everything is connected to the government is criminal. And I, for one, do not want to be hornswoggled to, you know, do business with the mafia.
Right.
I just don't want to. You know, January, Bruce, marks my 8th year completely disengaged from ordinary commerce as we understand commerce today. And it's been since 1994 that I refused forever to use the words employer and employee in terms of my relationships with people that assisted me or somehow facilitated any business activities that I was involved with. So I understand very well what you mean by this thing called pipeline. And I want to devote our second hour. I think we talked about this earlier before we got together today, Bruce, that we were going to speak strictly to solutions and remedies this second hour. Are we still on board for that?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. Yeah.
Well, let's see. We've had a couple of callers waiting, Bruce, and with your indulgence. Let me ask Ed from Dallas to come over and join us for a moment. How you doing there, Ed?
Hello there. Is this Clint?
Actually, this is Lark subbing in for Clint tonight with Bruce McCarthy.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm glad you just got through saying that you're looking for solutions, because I definitely have them. One of the things that we have to look at is that
we're going into break. Stay with us, and we'll return in just a moment, ladies and gentlemen.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is this real, or is this just a ride? The world is like a ride. You think it's real, it's just a ride. We can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice between fear and love.
Okay, welcome back. So we're joined with our friend Bruce McCarthy of RBN's Datum Line. Here at our neighborhood pub. And we invite you to join us. Phone number here is 800-313-9443. CorporationNation.chatango.com. This is our chat room. And I want to make a case for a YouTube video I want you all to check out. Go to YouTube and type in bank fraud in 10 minutes. The numeral 10. Bank fraud in 10 minutes. The book that I hold in my hands is easily the best, most concise explanation for the conundrum we find ourselves in today as Americans. It's an easy read. The book is $12.
Ten, actually. We actually lowered the price. Can you believe that?
It's $10 now.
Yeah.
And $20 for two, right?
Let's see. I'm
$10 a copy. Yeah.
Well, I think it's. I think we even discounted it too. I think it's $16 for two.
16.
Yeah, we're home producing. We're home producing now. At least we think we are. we're hoping to be able to pass the economy on to our readers.
Now, if you guys don't have internet, you can write to Bruce G. McCarthy, or BGM, 33563, Street, Route 537. That's 33563, Street, Route.
That's State Route, ST, State Route.
State Route, okay. 537, Graysville, Ohio. G-R-A-Y-S, Graysville, Ohio, 45734. The book is Lawful Money, Plaintiff versus Legal Plunder Defendant. Very concise, ladies and gentlemen. Law and money. Between law and money, socialism and democracy, I think we've got the name of this beast nailed. But anyway, let's pick up where we were. Ed, continue. Still there?
Can you hear me? Yeah, can you hear me?
Speak up just a bit there.
Okay. Well, I got a Bluetooth here I'm talking into, and it may not be coming through very, very, very well. As the Bible says, ask, seek, and knock, right?
Right.
All things will be given unto you. What we're doing in America as a whole is allowing a system to continue functioning that is so old, it's completely outdated, outmoded. It's completely no longer viable, really. I mean, we can see that. And we're allowing it to happen because we don't understand how the system was created in the first place. And I went to a Maxim blog that says, you know, the origin of a thing should be looked into. And I don't know why some of us haven't done it, but we haven't gone back to its roots. But when you look at its roots, you find that it really has no more authority today than it did before it was created. And what I'm speaking of is every agency out there, folks, that exists today, pretty much without exception, there are a few exceptions, were created by a contract. Long ago made by the bankers or the rich elite banking families and the people of the country. And the contract I'm speaking of, and I call it the major contract because that's really what it is. It's the contract that allows all of everything else that's going on out there to function, without which it has no authority. And that is the 1933 New Deal. Every agency that works today, pretty much without exception, are operating under the tenets of the New Deal. The New Deal was a contract. Okay, it was viable. I mean, it was created out of, we know, kind of unorthodox procedure with the banking families and their cronies. But it doesn't matter because the people accepted what the bankers offered in 1933. And when they accepted it, it was an implied contract. It was not a written on paper contract, and it had no end date in their offer. They didn't offer an end date. They didn't say, well, we're going to do this for 20 years. And then after 20 years, our offer is off, and you guys are on your own. They didn't say that. They just gave an open-ended offer to the people. And the purpose of that was what you guys are talking about, the banking families. When they first got in 1913, their purpose was not just to fund the United States government. That was what it was actually created for, was to only fund the government, the federal government, the general government. And their purpose, when they came in, they knew what it was, and that was so that they could eventually own and operate or control all of the financial institutions of this country. They do it in every other country the same way. They come in and offer contract, you know, destroy their economy, offer contract, and the people accept because they're in poverty position and need something that, you know, some help. And so the people accept. It's exactly what they did to this country. Now, all the agencies, just look out there at all the agencies we have, and do we not see almost totally all those agencies that were created by the New Deal contract, do we not see them still functioning today? Are they still not operating and doing the same things that they were supposed to have done in 1933 or under their creation?
Well, hell, they've metastasized like a cancer. Ed, why don't you hold your thought right there and stay with us.
Yeah.
Bruce, with your permission, I'm going to bring up Harley next because I want to get through these callers this hour so we can focus on solutions on the next hour. Harley, in Indiana, are you still on with us there?
Hello?
Go ahead there, Harley.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. There was a political party, and it's around, called the American Party of the United States, and it was their platform to abolish the Federal Reserve System. And the American Party was established in 1969.
Yeah. Do you know whether that that stated goal was to actually abolish it, or was it to nationalize
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely to abolish it.
Okay.
The senatorial candidate from the state of Indiana was a man named Don Lee from Indianapolis. He made headlines in the Indianapolis Star in, I believe it was June of 1975, maybe 76, and the headlines covered the whole front page of the Indianapolis Star and called for the repeal of the Federal Reserve System.
Okay. And what was he proposing that that the United States would use as money without the Federal Reserve System, do you know?
Well, he advocated going back to, you know, the constitutional money system, back to gold and silver, and, you know, the government issuing the money, the way it's, you know, constitutional system.
Well, okay. So we go back to gold and silver. Actually, the government doesn't have the power to issue money.
You know, I don't totally know on all that either.
Yeah, I see.
He was the most knowledgeable man on the Federal Reserve System I have ever heard. He would speak on it for 2 and 3 hours, give lectures in the state of Indiana on it, and he actually explained through their documents and how they actually end up charging 666% interest on the debt, the national debt
yeah.
that they make on it. And anyway, he was murdered in his house in October of, I believe it was, 78.
Oh, wow.
They found him in his garage, asphyxiated from carbon
Hold on there, Ed. Hold on there, Harley. West 2, pick up after the break.
Financial uncertainty.